They're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Even bad buzz can be good information.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Don't care.
The Don and Mike Show.
Is everybody ready?
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
There is a vulgar element involved with the Don and Mike Show.
Now let's go right to Guy J. Birtley. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. We have an answer. Senator Larry Craig will not be allowed to change his guilty plea filed after his arrest in an airport men's room.
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
The Republican had postponed his resignation from the Senate in the hope that he could reverse his plea. Today, though, a judge ruled that the original plea was voluntary and that it's supported by the evidence. But Senator I'm Not Gay announced this afternoon he's also not resigning.
Of course he's not.
Instead, he says he's now going to explore other legal options.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
So this guy not only has, duped everybody in his jurisdiction, but he's also duped everybody in Congress by saying, I'll resign if this thing doesn't go through, and now he's not resigning.
The one person he hasn't fooled so far is the judge.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
No child left behind. Unless they're sick.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Democrats and Republicans alike still reeling from the president's veto of a bill that would have spent $35 million on health care for poor children.
Yeah, way to go, George. You got no legacy. Might as well just do a few more really dumb things that affect everybody.
He's got a legacy, all
right.
There's nothing to not like about this bill.
The pills ever give you the sweats?
Sure.
Not so much, but itching sometimes.
Look at you.
Christ.
Wow.
Really? I just took it like 15 minutes ago.
Just now kicking in on that empty stomach.
That's right.
Can I fix you a drink?
No, not tonight,
Buzz. This is kind of like taking a shot of liquor.
I'm flying home, Buzz. I'm flying tonight.
Hey, let's be careful out there.
Let's do, Mike.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing to not like about this bill for kids, for health care. It would have used money from cigarette taxes to take care of 10 million kids. Even the Republicans are upset, not because they care about kids, but because they're pretty sure this is going to hurt them at the polls next election. You can't, however, say the president's not willing to compromise. He says he would be willing to spend 1/7 of that amount so that only some sick kids get left behind.
You know, now I'm having this thought.
Uh-huh.
How do I get more of these pills?
Exactly.
Oh, dear.
That's how you know they're working.
No good can come of that.
That's how you know they're working.
I've only got 10 of each kind.
And you're not really in pain anymore at all, are you?
Now, no.
Not anymore.
No, I was. Yeah. I was, but now I ain't.
You were, but now you're not, but you still want the pills.
Sure. If you can meet me tomorrow night at a delicatessen, I can get you 10 pills for $10,000.
What I'll do, I'll give you $1,000. He said, I never.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Percocet was Jerry's pill. That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Jerry's pills. At least we still have our faith to get us through. Not as many of us, though. Christianity not as popular in this country as it was, say, in 1996.
Hey, listen, I don't care how many pills I've taken for a root canal. Uh-huh. I know when you are leading this conversation down this road again.
Well, he's got his personal agenda is what
that's
he's got.
That's what it is, Mike.
I think you're going to find that this really isn't about my personal agenda.
Okay, we'll listen then.
I think you may be a bit surprised at where this is heading.
Really? Is it heading towards weed?
Well, no.
Atheism?
Not today, no.
Devil
actually.
Worship?
No.
Swinging?
When Clinton... Well, there's always that.
Illicit sex?
Sure.
Deviant sex?
Now we're talking. Christianity, by the numbers, not as popular
I am not sweating anymore.
Good. Well, that's past.
It's warmer in here than it usually is.
It wasn't that. It was that pill.
Okay.
It was that goddamn pink pill.
The magic pill.
I want one.
I only brought one.
We all do.
I only brought one.
So here's the deal on religion since 1996.
I lied. I got two more in my car.
Evil man, evil.
I got one of the pink ones and one of the white ones.
I will see you there.
I wasn't supposed to take the white one out of the house.
He is goofy.
You are a bad boy. When Clinton was president...
I can see how people can get hooked on these things.
Sure.
But the thing is, I know me. I'm going to burn out on this after like a day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, you do grow tired of it.
But, man, when right up front, boy, is this good.
Yeah, right off the top.
Really, I swear to Christ.
Sure.
I'm reminded of sometimes you and I have spent after a few cocktails.
It was almost worth having that Nazi put his hands in my mouth.
Almost.
If I knew I'd live this long, I'd take better care of myself.
Larry, let's dial.
All right, here's the deal. When Clinton was president, 82% of Americans identified themselves as Christians.
It's a nightmare that...
That's Hillary.
I was looking for Hill. Sorry, Buzz.
And more than 80% of all non-Christians had a favorable opinion of Christianity. Now, some Christians helped Bush and a lot of other Republicans get elected to power. And ironically, today, the number of self-identified Christians has dropped from 83 to 73%.
Hey, listen, I'm no lightweight.
Uh-huh.
How is it that Matthew Perry was able to remember his lines? He would take, like, a bottle of Vic.
Yeah, well, you get used to it. You build up a tolerance.
Yeah, ask Rush about that.
Yeah.
You stay with it long enough, you'll be the same.
And I don't have enough to have a problem, though,
what
Buzz.
What happens is you remember your lines, but your colon turns to cotton.
I got enough to have a problem maybe for the next day or two.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I think that's
And what happens then?
Well, hello, doctor, and he's got to tell you that... Wow, I'm really having a tough time, and I need these pills.
And why is it when you first get them? When I got home last night, I was like, wow, look at this one bottle of this.
Yeah.
One bottle of this.
I'm set.
I got up today and was like, what a cheap bastard. He only gave me 10 Percocets and only 10 Darvocets.
Well, that's not because he's cheap, because you're paying for them.
Percodan is addictive.
I'm in London doing Royal Command Performance.
Yes.
And I have a bookie who takes my bets for horse races in London.
Horse races.
And I told him my problem, that England doesn't have what I need, and I'm running out. He said, it's okay, I'll get a bloke for you.
It's like Joe's imitation.
Okay. He tells me
Joe's British.
That if I go
imitation.
To Green's Delicatessen in Soho at midnight after my show, a man will come over to me and bring me 10 Percodan. He said, just bring cash.
Ten.
I said, fine.
They come in tens.
He brought me 10. I gave him $1,000. I had the 10 Percodan that only took me through three quarters of the next day.
God, I love to be his drug
That's
dealer.
How bad it was. So I'm getting in terrible trouble now because the Percodan's not even working.
Right.
See, you don't want to.
You don't want.
You don't want to be like that.
No.
My prescription was $25.
He's getting in terrible trouble
for the bottle of 10.
You think Jerry overpaid?
You know he did.
I think so. And mine worked dynamite.
Jerry should have haggled.
Jerry.
So the number of Christians down by 10% between the Clinton administration and the Bush administration, from 83 down to 73%.
Up to that point, Jerry had concealed his Percodan dependence.
I walk out with Michael, and I collapse in the hallway, and blood came from every opening I had. Eyes, nose, ears, name it. Blood flow like the damn dike opened up.
Blood.
What had happened was that the Percodan was concealing
a grape
the pain fruit. Of a grapefruit ulcer.
I was bleeding.
They had me in surgery like in 20 minutes.
Gave him $1,000.
I was bleeding to death.
Bleeding. I was bleeding.
Bleeding.
How do you have blood coming out of your eyes?
You're lying.
I mean, I know I've seen it in the movies.
Yeah,
blood
House.
Came from every opening I had. If you're, if you're bleeding from your eyes in the movies, you're dead.
Mm-hmm. If you're bleeding from your tinkle and from your coolie and your eyes and
right.
from your nipples and from your ears and from your nose.
Yeah, if you're going to believe Jerry, every opening he had.
Every orifice.
Right.
Did he say eyes? Because eyes aren't really an opening.
Name
they
it.
Have eyes in them.
He said, name it.
And
name
tonight it. Is the season premiere of The Orifice.
That's right.
And
that's
I am
right.
not watching CSI tonight. I'm going to watch The Orifice.
Good wow. for you.
You know
instead.
What I predict?
What?
I predict you'll be back. You'll be back on the CSI bandwagon.
Oh, no.
Before the season is
no.
out.
Once you've had The Office.
I don't think so.
You don't go
No,
back.
You'll TiVo it, and you'll watch it.
I'll still be watching CSI and TiVoing The Office.
I'm going to go that. I'm going to TiVo CSI and watch
The I am not wow. even going to DVR CSI. I'm just going to let it go. I'm going to let it go until mm-hmm. the season of The Office is played out.
That's
In the
what I
words
think.
Of Ellen DeGeneres, I'm going to have a peach.
And we all know what that means.
I mm-hmm. think we do.
Uh-huh.
You'll be back, just like you were back for American Idol.
No, listen, you cannot possibly, I'm ill-equipped for this conversation right now. You cannot possibly compare my addiction to American Idol.
No, I don't.
To my love for CSI.
But you and CSI have a history.
Here's the thing. CSI is the dog that I love,
uh-huh.
but I'm ready now to put it to sleep.
You know, one time,
really?
At, one yes. time at band camp, I was watching CSI, and blood came from every opening I had.
Out of your eye?
Eyes, tinkle, coolie, name it.
American Idol is a little coochie-coochie mama that comes around every year and every year seduces me back in.
Right.
But it's not a dog?
No. CSI is a dog that I have to put down. American Idol is a coochie-coochie.
What is mama. The Office? What species is The Office?
The Office right now, it's my number one show. Mm-hmm. It's the number one go-to.
Mm-hmm. But it's not a dog or a coochie-coochie?
No, Rob?
You're taking advantage of him.
The Office?
I'm sorry.
The Office? Is a cheetah.
Good
I
answer.
Ask you not.
Good answer.
The Office is a gazelle.
Yeah.
Sprinting across the screen.
You know what else about that?
What?
The wind is a pirate.
That's right.
Percodan is addictive.
And Percodan is addictive.
I don't think so, Mike.
Percodan is addictive.
How long till the next commercial break? Did I go get another one?
About a minute. If you can hang
Percodan
on.
Is addictive.
Can't wait, Buzz.
Well, take one now, and I'll go on.
How I only got six more left.
I understand. You'll be okay.
Okay.
All right.
To the deli.
Blood came from every
orifice.
$1,000.
Gave $1,000.
80% of the self-identified Christian surveyed say they're not happy their religion is so anti-gay that it's so hypocritical and judgmental. And 50% say Christianity is too involved in politics.
Jerry Lewis did not identify himself as a Christian.
And I gave him $1,000.
It's always
what religion is Jerry Lewis?
I don't know.
Jay believes in Jerry.
the Church of Jerry.
The Church of Me.
Does he go to church on Saturday or Sunday?
I believe he is a Saturday church.
Saturday guy.
I believe his name might be Gerald Levin.
Levitch.
Levitch.
Mm. It's always been a man's world in the Roman Catholic Church, but this really takes the wafer. In Southern
California. Hi! It's me, Super Jew.
Oh, I forgot we had that.
That's right.
Nuns are being evicted. That's our story when we continue.
Nuns?
Nuns are being evicted.
Yeah, put it in the bank and print it.
And you're talking about nuns.
You're being evicted.
Right. Black and red and white.
I met one of them. I gave her $1,000.
Nun and a blunder.
That's right.
What's black and red and white? A nun and
a blunder.
Blunder.
Big fun back in fifth grade.
Back in the day.
Big time fun.
You can date a nun.
Yeah, don't make it a habit.
No, I love those jokes before the drugs bit me. I truly did. Yes, sirree. Well, it's time for a break.
Homeless
Percodan is addictive.
We'll be right back. I'm just dicking. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.